Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
And then we will know more. Of course, it was in that moment a shock. Oh my God, what's it? Couldn't see that it was like hit by something like this high intense, and then going down. You have these kind of hamstring injuries different way, but you still felt it. And we all know how rarely Mo goes off or needs to go off. And so there's definitely something, and we will see. But I have not more information right now.
It's not a situation where you have to send your medical staff over.
Yeah, we will see. That depends on the diagnosis. We have ultrasound, and we'll do MRI, and then we will know what it is, and then we will see what Egypt plans. Yeah, but that's too early. Sorry.
For the other injured players, is there any positive news as well? We saw pictures of Andy Robertson training over in Dubai. How's Trent Alexander-Arnold as well?
Obviously, he can walk on the catwalk. Yeah, and we're funny stuff. So, they're all positive, but not ready. So, but they're all going in the right direction, and we're getting closer and closer and closer, and some of them might be in kind of part of team training next week. So for the Bournemouth game, I don't expect anybody back from there. I hope that nobody will be out until then. But after Bournemouth, I think, especially after maybe for Fulham, we will see. How the boys do, but they're all close. Trent close, Dom close, Robbo close. Who else? Dom. I said Dom.
Yeah.
Again, Dom.
Yeah.
You should. You should hear it. That's true. So it's all going in the right direction. That's all positive. But for the weekend's game, no.
It's probably a measure of how well the squad has done, the fact that you've got the opportunity to go 5 points clear, even considering all the injuries that you've had as well. But it sounds relatively simple to say you can go 5 points clear, but it's a bit more difficult than that against the side that's won 7 of the last 9 in all competitions, only lost 1 in that time to Spurs.
And that was a tricky game for Spurs. Yeah, they're good. And it's just kind of, when you don't play them at the weekend, I really have time to admire that, what he's doing there. So it was obviously a really difficult start for him at Bournemouth with the manager change and all these kind of things, which I didn't know a lot about him, about a colleague. And then the start of the season, obviously the results, if you don't have a proper look at Bournemouth, it can happen. But they turned it around, wow. That's really good. That's real coaching, I have to say. And he found a way to set this team up, and they have a really good mix. They play football, they find direction in the right moments. They use Dom Solanke in a sensational way. The support he gets from the centre, from the wings. The way they defend, really good, really compact. So that's proper. That will be a difficult game, definitely. But I don't think they are now preparing the game against us and think, thank God Liverpool is coming, because we feel good as well. And I want us to show that as well. So we are ready for tough games. The Premier League, can't remember the last match day when it was not tough, probably because it never happened. And so no problem with that, but they have my respect, definitely.
Thank you. Morning,
hi.
You mentioned Solanke there. He's had a great season. I wonder what you make of his development as a Premier League goal scorer after he obviously struggled for the
I'm so happy for Dom, because when we signed him, We were all so excited about the talent he is, and he has so much potential, or had so much potential when he came here. But then it's Liverpool, and then we had other good strikers as well, and he had played games and everything. Was probably not at that time not the most clinical yet, but he was. The talent was obvious, and then made how it is sometimes. Made the absolute right decision to go to Bournemouth. Went there through all different stages. And last year already scored enough goals, and now he's obviously up there with the greatest. And that's absolutely, I'm so happy for him, because he's a wonderful kid and a wonderful and a real talent and a really good player. And yeah, he did it. He went the hard way, just trying here, realizing maybe a bit too early, and then going to Bournemouth and do it all the way. It's really cool.
You've had quite a significant improvement in away results this season compared to last season. You've conceded the first goal quite often in these games. Is that something though, that you specifically looked at to address? Is there anything that you
No. I actually don't like to talk too much about negative things if it's not necessary. So, like, let's turn it around, start in our mind with being 1-0 down, then we don't have to concede it, really. So I don't know how that works. No, I wish we wouldn't, to be honest, but it happened. It was all for different reasons and different situations. And in the end, we play 95, 98 minutes, sometimes 100, and the result we have then is the most important. And reacting on the things that happen in a game, because it must not always lead to a goal, but it can be a good spell of the opponent, a better start of the opponent. They are more aggressive, they are more this, more that, and then you have still to turn it around. So that you cannot see it on a score sheet, but it's still something you have to do. And so the difference is not that big, actually. But playing convincingly 90-odd minutes away from home is definitely something we want to do, no doubt about that. And now we go to a place where that, in particular, will be pretty difficult, because they just have their own idea and have are in a really good moment. And that's why we play better, a really good football game.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mike. Jürgen, real signs over the past few games of Luis Diaz finding his form again. I know he's had a tough time injury-wise and personal difficulties as well. What do you think's enabled him to get back to something like his best? And there's also the potential in the absence of Mo Salah to maybe use him on the right-hand side. He's mainly being employed coming in off the left?
You might all have forgotten, but in the past, this maybe the best front three this club had for a long, long time with Sadio Mane, Bobby Firmino, and Mo Salah. How often we were sitting here discussing about the little crisis and little dip in form and stuff like this of one of the three. Now he's not, and he's not, and others stepped in, and we discussed it, but it never really had that massive impact. So in these times, we let them just be, because the players, I don't have, if Lucha is not playing great, I don't have to tell him, by the way, Lucha Lesbos is not great. He knows that before I know it. And so it's just about trust and faith and time. And there was no doubt about that this, that he will be back, definitely. And yes, that's for us very important. Absolutely, but it's how it is. So in general, we were not struggling in creating, and not really struggling in scoring. You can say you could have scored here more or there, but in other situations we were lucky when we scored, so we should have been denied in these moments. It's how it is. It's a general trust and faith what we have in the boys, and that's how we live it, and that's why they can have a spell where for 2, 3, 4 weeks maybe, after the most challenging time of his life, where nobody is prepared for, and he's back. That's good and pretty helpful. You can see it in each training session. It's different. I spoke here and brought here when he came here. It was really never saw something like that. He cannot not smile when he's on the ball. There was a beginning like that, and there was a few weeks where I missed that a little bit. The smile is back, so that's really good.
How impressed have you been recently with the form of Ibrahim Konate? And in particular, you look at games like the Arsenal match where he was absolutely monstrous at the back.
True. Not too impressed, to be honest. It's just what I expect from him, because that's what he is able to do. I thought our last line in particular did really well on all positions. Sure, Kwanzaa did exceptionally well. Virtual is in plays a great season. Trent Joe Gomez. So it's really, that's all. But you cannot, we are in this moment in time, we're for top of the table. So how could you get, can you get there if the boys are not performing on a pretty high level? So, but for us, it's essential. All the numbers you have over a season, most of them you can kind of ignore or forget. The number of goals conceded, you never can ignore. So that's all about, and of course that's not Ibu Konate, Virgil van Dijk, Roy Kwan, Sergio Gomez, Joel Matip or whatever. That's the whole team, and this is the thing we have to keep in our mind. That everything starts with a top defense and a top defensive idea and a common defensive idea. And from them, if that's good or really good or super good, then you can start playing football and think about that. But without stability, you shouldn't even try.
Carl.
Hi.
It's not a huge break from football, but how beneficial was it just to get away from the intensity of
Yeah.
Day out?
Top. Was top. Today's the third session already since we are back, so you could see everybody was really important to everybody, for everybody. Only from my personal point of view, had 4 days. Perfect. Absolutely. Nobody wanted to have 3, 4 weeks. We are in the middle of a season. We love what happened so far. We are looking forward to what's coming up. But these 4 days were just top class. And but now we are on the third day in training again, and you can see the boys, as much as they like going on holiday, the thing they like the most is actually playing football, and that's really cool to see. And yeah, then the weather was good. It was freezing cold, obviously, but it was really nice going outside, blue sky, even when it's freezing. It was exactly like it should be. And that's now. We have had a break, and now we can go for the rest of the season.
Any more for you? James?
Just wondered if you'd spoken to Jordan at all and what you make of his move to Ajax?
No, I didn't speak to him after that. But I'm happy for him, because it looks like he's happy, and that's the most important thing to me. And I think it's absolutely, from time to time I forget that I actually don't read. these kind of stories, but when it's not about us directly, so I read a little bit, and I said, well, people are really critical with Hendo about the move first there, then now coming back and all these kind of things. I don't know how we dare, always judging these kind of things, all of us, with what's about. It's, we have one life and we have to make decisions, and sometimes our decisions are perfect in the first place, and sometimes that feels different when you, after you made them. So he was there, and it's 100% interesting experience. I spoke to him. 99% of what football-wise what happened there was absolutely fine. It's a start of something, and it's not like it is here. Imagine it would be immediate like that. Many things to develop in the future, but never really critical or saying, "Ah, oh, that's not possible. That's not there or whatever." But then he thought it's better for him and the family to come back to Europe. And now he's here, and he found with Ajax Amsterdam a sensational club. A sensational club in a difficult moment who can need for sure. Ajax always played the best football when they combined their real talent, what's always there, with some experience. And that's obviously now rather the job of Hendo, being part of that experience group. And then you can go there, and from fifth place in Holland, you can make steps and in the table, and it's all positive, and it's an experience. And only in England the people think it's, why do they go abroad and stuff like this? All other countries want to come to England, so it's as beautiful this country is, it's lesser the reason. It's just they want to make international experience, stuff like this. It was for me the same. And now he's going to Holland, where he can enjoy his football definitely again, where the family will be, feel wonderful, because the city is absolutely outstanding. And I'm very happy for him, and I will definitely talk to him. But so far, in these few days now, I thought he has something more important, a few things to do, which are more important.
Last one here.
Jürgen, guten Tag. You're a master at integrating young players into the first team. Just how proud are you of Joel Quansah, especially after the clean sheets at Burnley and at Arsenal?
These clean sheets, they're good, absolutely, but it's the performance. It's Jarrell is played an absolutely outstanding preseason. So Jarrell is one of these players where people knew that he's a real talent, but his real face he only showed in a moment when he really was close to the, when he became got close to the first team, and since then he played only good games in preseason. Each game was good. When he came on against Newcastle, it was outstanding in a really difficult game. And from that moment, it's all fine. It's just really good. I can only integrate into the first team what the academy produces. So I think the amount of academy players at the Arsenal game, I think it was 10 altogether. Yeah, that's actually a really nice thing. So the academy produces players, but it's all about the players, because even the academy cannot perform miracles and make wonderful art out of a piece of wood. So there must be some talent, and I love that when these boys, there must not be scousers, but when it's on top of that, a scouser, it's even more fun. But obviously we have players from different areas here in the regions, so that will not be the ticket into the first team, but it's cool. And I think what helps the most is the kind of the rise of Trent, Curtis, now Jarrell. That's what drives young players to see it's possible in a top team in the Premier League, or maybe in the world, to get into. And it's good. We are really happy about that, but obviously we needed it as well, so that's clear. Welcome.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com. Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials?
Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.